On another topic, one of the largest coal companies in the world asked a federal judge this week to remove song lyrics from a lawsuit filed against it. Inside Energy's Lee Patterson explains what's going on.
The song is called Paradise, recorded in 1971 by folk musician John Prine. In it, he criticizes Peabody Energy's mining practices in a Kentucky town called Paradise.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And
Daddy, it's now being used as a protest song in another coal mining town, Gillette, Wyoming. In 2013, two Colorado activists were arrested there for demonstrating at a Peabody shareholders meeting. That same day, thousands of protesters showed up at Peabody's headquarters in St. Louis, Missouri. Both groups were accusing the company of denying health care benefits to workers. The Colorado activists sued the coal company for arresting them. Their lawyer, Darrell Kilmer, included John Prine's lyrics in the complaint. He told me it's to show that his clients aren't the only ones protesting the company, and that if anyone criticizes Peabody, quote, they strike back hard and fast.
Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Well, sometimes Peabody wants those lyrics taken out, saying in a statement, quote, our filing reflects our belief that the case has no merit, and the plaintiffs are using the legal system to push an agenda. So what is the meaning behind this song, Paradise, and why is it so controversial? I spoke with Eddie Huffman, who wrote a new biography of the musician called John Prine, In Spite of Himself. Eddie, thanks for joining us. What is this song about? What is the paradise John Prine is referring to?
It was a little town on the western bank of the Green River in Muhlenberg County, Kentucky. And his parents were both from that area. It was a place where he would go as a child. It was this very, idyllic little southern town. And he and his brothers would play in the river. And just, he described it as a Walt Disney kind of town. And so he just loved the place and was clearly very disappointed when it disappeared. And I think that was more his interest. He wasn't particularly interested in coal mining other than the connection he saw between coal mining and the destruction of the town.
So what happened to the town after coal mining and the Tennessee Valley Authority moved in?
The combination of their actions is what led people to gradually move away from Paradise. And so there was a lot of strip mining around the town, and then the TVA built a big power plant less than a mile from the town. And there were stories of coal dust raining down on the town. There was this, he mentions in the song, the world's largest shovel. It was a giant steam shovel used for strip mining. It was just, very loud, intrusive. It made it a not very pleasant place to be. And John Prine was actually in the Army, and his parents sent him a news clipping telling about the final days of Paradise and the last people leaving town. And that's what inspired him to write the song.
The complaint cites a part of the song that goes like this.
Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
What do those lyrics mean?
Well, I think saying Mr. Peabody's coal train hauled it away was sort of a shorthand way of saying, strip mining and the energy industry destroyed that part of that little corner of Kentucky, the little town that he loved so much. I don't think he had any particular vendetta against Peabody. I think it was just it's probably a name he was used to seeing in that area from trucks or equipment, that kind of thing. But I think Peabody, for obvious reasons, was not happy with the song.
Is Paradise considered a protest song?
What he did in terms of political protest was more about the Vietnam War than anything else. And then he did a song years later about the Iraq War. So this song is a bit of a departure from his normal material. He obviously has some very strong liberal leanings, and I don't think it's entirely accidental that he mentioned Peabody and strip mining in the song.
Do you think these lyrics are still relevant today?
Oh, I think very much so. That song is pretty timeless. Johnny Cash recorded a version of that song. Jackie DeShannon. It's become kind of a bluegrass standard over the years. Bluegrass and country music standard. There's the great story Fryan told where someone introduced him to Bill Monroe, who the bluegrass legend, who was from just across the Green River in Ohio County, Kentucky. And somebody said, oh, he's the guy that they pointed John Prine out to Bill Monroe and said, he's the guy that wrote the song about paradise. And Bill Monroe said, oh, I thought that was a song I had forgotten from the 1920s, which I think really says a lot to the timelessness of that song and, you know, why it's still being talked about 40 years after John Prine wrote it and just, you know, why it's an enduring song.
Eddie Huffman, author of John Prine, In Spite of Himself. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Lee.